A young quintet from Manchester called Oasis is already a huge hit in England, makers of rough but tuneful music that has elicited the inevitable comparisons to the Beatles. Over here, the group is barely known outside of college radio, but rock critic Ken Tucker says the band's debut album is more than hype and deserves a wide audience.
One reason I knew instantly that I liked Oasis was the way singer Liam Gallagher gratuitously distorts the words imagination and situation on that song, Cigarettes and Alcohol. There's no reason to mangle the words this way, but Gallagher is following a noble rock and roll tradition that includes Chuck Berry chilling out in his Coolerator and Elton John moaning, "Don't discard me." Of course, like any good young band worth its salt, Oasis would probably sneer at these comparisons. What they're after is a distinctly 90s effect, headlong ambivalence. You can hear it in their debut album title, it's called Definitely Maybe, and in the queasy sarcasm they squirt into Rock and Roll Star. In England, Definitely Maybe went gold in 2 days, and British music papers are full of stories about the frequently acrimonious relationship between Liam Gallagher and his brother, Noel, lead guitarist for the band. They've been known to come to blows on stage. They told the Washington Post that they'd grown up in the 70s, quote, sniffing glue, smoking cigarettes, drinking cider, and listening to the Sex Pistols. They also said, America needs us more than we need them, thus qualifying for the arrogance necessary to be an interesting bunch of snotty upstarts. Fortunately, they also have the music to back it up. On one of the songs here, Liam sings, "You've got to make it happen," and that's what's immediately appealing about Oasis. They're barreling into rock and roll myth as if no other bunch of peevish 20-year-olds had ever thought of that before. They may take pride in affecting a 90s ambivalence, but their energy and talent already carries a whiff of timelessness.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Definitely Maybe, the debut album from the English group Oasis.